I think if we didn't actually know that he was going to write Tristram Shandy, then I don't think the earlier works would give you a very great indication of that. There are certainly indications, for instance, in his sermons. As a clergyman, he was always writing sermons and often rewriting them, employing them again, over and again, sometimes changing them, sometimes not. He wrote a couple of very well-received sermons that were printed in his lifetime, but this was already a decade before Tristram Shandy. A decade before that, he'd been writing political journalism. But really, there's very, very little evidence of the kind of talent that would emerge with Tristram Shandy. There is a key work that he wrote in the year before Tristram Shandy was first published, and that is a political romance, or the story of a good warm watch coat, which was a satire on local York ecclesiastical politics. It wasn't a very intelligent satire for a man who was still looking for employment, because it really took exception, made fun of almost everybody who was in a position or might have been in a position to do something for him. And it was so badly received by the Archbishop of York that he summoned two of the leading dignitaries of York Minster down to London and ordered that all surviving copies of A Political Romance should be burned. And we're very lucky to have any copies of that book surviving at all, because very, very few did survive the flames. And Sterne there, I think, learned two things. First of all, that he had lost any immediate chance of getting a career in the Church of England, not that his expectations were very high, but in the act of writing a political romance, he also saw that he had some real talent, and he set himself to write the first version of what would become Tristram Shandy.